21 minutes after the hour on the Michael Medved Show, and as promised, we heard from the President of the United States last night. Today we get to hear from the top-ranking Republican in the U.S. government. He is second in line to the presidency after Vice President Biden. His name is Paul D. Ryan, Speaker of the House of Representatives. Mr. Speaker, great to speak to you, and great to talk to you about some of the accomplishments also that the Republicans in Congress have managed.
Well, hello, Michael Medved. Nice to be with you as well.
I appreciate it. And first of all, your response to the president's remarks last night.
Well, I don't think we heard anything new. I think the president lost an opportunity or missed an opportunity with an Oval Office address to actually deliver and describe a comprehensive strategy to defeat ISIS, to finish ISIS off. What I heard was more of a defense of what he had been doing for a long time. We've been doing this for 16 months with predictable results. And I think you also heard sort of a deflection from the issue at hand, which is the fact that we do not have a comprehensive strategy to defeat ISIS. And so I think deflection and defense were the two issues, the two adjectives I used to describe the president's speech. The point is we've got more that we need to do. We actually passed in the House 2 weeks ago with a huge bipartisan vote in a defense bill calling upon the president to actually bring to Congress an ISIS strategy to defeat ISIS. And we didn't hear that last night, and we still have yet to hear it.
Well, again, I think a lot of people have noted that. And today there was an announcement even from our own intelligence analysts in the administration that ISIS is not contained. The president seems to be focused on managing this crisis until he turns it over to a successor. Is there anything that Congress can do?
That's definitely the impression you get. Sorry to cut you off. I didn't mean that.
No.
So
go ahead.
Here's the issue. When it comes to foreign policy, when it comes to, quote unquote, going on offense overseas, that's really the commander in chief's job. And so what we can do in Congress is push and prod and give the military the resources they need to have an actual strategy. And that is what the Defense Authorization Bill does. It says, give us a strategy because we want to get on with it. Now, do we have lots of opinions about how to do this? Yes, we do. But without a commander-in-chief actually implementing and executing, you can't get things done. You can't finish this. And so we think on domestic issues, there are things that need to be done, say immigration, visa waiver program, Syria refugees. You know, there are lots of issues that need to be addressed, and we're addressing them here in the House. But short of a comprehensive strategy to defeat ISIS, we're not going to win this. We're not going to get this done. And that's why you need a commander-in-chief asserting leadership and confidently moving forward. And I don't get the sense that that's the kind of leadership we're getting here. And I think most people know that. And I think that's why he did this speech, which, again, unfortunately, did not deliver on the kind of Oval Office speech people were hoping and expecting.
Did the president reach out to you at all before the speech to get your input?
No, he hasn't. We talk fairly regularly, but we have not spoken about this. We've talked mostly about domestic issues, so I have not discussed this with him.
Okay, when it comes to domestic issues, I know that I spent the weekend meeting with a lot of grassroots conservatives, and people are thrilled by the fact that finally there seems to be movement to put things like repeal of Obamacare on the president's desk, the defunding of Planned Parenthood. You've made, during the brief time you've been speaker, you've made some terrific progress on these fronts. What's next?
We have. So this week, the House will take up this bill, which defunds Planned Parenthood and Obamacare repeal. We will get it to his desk because we use this tool called reconciliation. You can use it once a year, and that's what we're using it for. The Senate had to change the bill a little bit for their own procedural reasons. So we in the House will pass that this week, and we'll get that to the president's desk, which he, of course, will veto. I'm just letting the place work its will. I don't believe that leadership should sit in the Capitol and predetermine everything. That is why I believe in sort of small-D democratic governance, the way that founders sort of envisioned Congress to work. And so you see lots of amendments. You see lots of bills coming up where I'm just going to let the members make their decisions and craft legislation. I think everybody's representative ought to have the ability to fight for what they believe in. And I think that's the healthy process. It's the process that I, as a committee chairman, always wanted to have. And so we're basically implementing that. We passed an infrastructure bill under that way. We passed an education bill, which devolves education back to the states, the biggest devolution of education policy in 25 years. And so I think we've made some good progress on these issues, making Congress work the way it was intended to work. And so we've got a long ways to go still. I mean, I've inherited a lot of decisions and a lot of, you know, situations that were pretty much done. And so we're getting through the year-end issues. The point I made last Thursday at the Library of Congress is we need to go on offense in 2016. If we don't like the direction the country is headed, which we don't, and we believe the vast majority of Americans agree with us, then we can't just carp. We can't just complain. We've got to show the alternative. And so what I'm calling for is that we in the House not wait till the presidential election, you know, delivers a nominee, but we, early in 2016, offer a complete alternative to the left's agenda so that we can give the people of this country a very clear choice, so that the 2016 election is not some personality contest, but it's an ideas contest. It's a choice of visions. And the choice on where America heads ought to be given to the people of this country. And that if we do our job here in the House and again in the Senate, ultimately along with the nominee, by putting out a specific, bold agenda that is based upon our principles, first principles, and show this to the country, and then give the country that choice. Number one, I think we'll win that exchange. Number two, if we don't, at least we said what we would do. At least we fight for what we believe in. And that's just the kind of leadership I think people are desperate for. And that's what 2016 is going to be all about.
I agree with you on that, Mr. Speaker. Let me ask you this. Is the government going to shut down 4 days from now?
I have no reason to believe that that's the case, but I'm not going to let this calendar pressure us. So if I have to keep, you know, if we have to keep Congress in a little longer to get it right, then we're going to do that. I'm not going to let some artificial deadline put the wrong kind of pressure. We're still fighting over lots of issues. We have not resolved those things. And just because the deadline is the 11th doesn't mean we can't keep fighting over these issues. And so if people have to stay longer to get it right, we're going to do that.
Has the president shown any willingness to meet with you, maybe meet you halfway on some of these issues?
Well, we're working on that. Mostly we negotiate here in Congress. And again, part of my leadership style is I don't want to sit in a room and negotiate myself with just the leaders. I want the members of Congress who are in charge of these bills writing these bills. And so right now it's the Appropriations Committee. They're the ones in charge of, you know, appropriating dollars. These are the members of Congress who are the experts in this area. They're the ones who spent all of their year working on these bills. They're the ones who are negotiating this. Will I be involved at the end of this process? Of course I will. That's how these things go. But I don't want to concentrate power in the Capitol. I want all of our members to be involved. And I want us to make sure that we do this correctly. And that's why I'm not going to allow the pressure of some deadline make us take a worse deal than we otherwise would get. And so that's why we may end up staying here longer than we were planning on doing it.
Well, let's hope that you're successful in that endeavor. We're speaking with Speaker of the House, Paul D. Ryan. And I think that really all of our listeners, whatever their political outlook, wish you Godspeed in doing the people's work. And what a concept, a bottom-up flow of authority from Congress and from the people originally to the top, not from the top down. We will be right back with your calls coming up.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.